This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new day, and as you get your day started, I'm glad you're starting it with me as we take some time with God. The number one thing in your life is God. You may not think about God very much. You may just go about your day. But the reality is, God is the center of everything in this universe. He caused it to be. He caused you to be. He has placed you on this earth at this time, in this place, and he wants to be involved in your life. Your life will never be all that it can be until you are in a healthy relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God like that, I encourage you to talk to a person you know who does have a relationship with God. Ask them about it. Get some more information and start down a journey towards God. I want to talk this week with you about building your faith. And I want to take you to a passage in 1 Kings chapter 18 in the Bible, where the prophet Elijah feels like he's just about the only person left who really worships God in the nation of Israel. All the rest have followed the lead of the king and the queen, who are encouraging people to worship to big idols in the nation. And so Elijah has the king call a huge crowd of the people of Israel together at Mount Carmel. And this is what he says. Verse 22. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets," that's the idol, "are 450 men. Now let them give us two oxen, and let them choose one ox for themselves, and cut it up and place it on the wood, but put no fire under it, and I will prepare the other ox and lay it on the wood, and I will not put a fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God." And all the people answered and said, "That's a good idea." So Elijah's proposing a test. Which God is the real God? Because there can be only one real God. And he says, let's create two sacrifices, and the God who lights the fire of the sacrifice is the real God. So Elijah said to all the prophets of Baal, "Choose one ox for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call in the name of your God, but put no fire under it." Then they took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they leaped about the altar which they had made. And it came about at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Ha! Call out with a loud voice. He's a god. Either he's occupied or gone aside or is on a journey. Perhaps he's asleep and needs to be awakened." So they cried with a loud voice and cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until blood gushed out on them. And it came about when midday was past that they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. And Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which has been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And so with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar, large enough to hold 2 measures of seed. Then he arranged the wood, and cut the ox in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 pitchers with water, and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." He said, "Do it a second time." They did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. And the water flowed around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. It came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word." Well, this was a major challenge to Elijah's faith, wasn't it? How did he produce such faith in this time of need? Maybe you're in a time of need in your own life. Well, here's what you need to learn. Wishing doesn't produce great faith. Rather, faith is like a muscle. You don't get faith and leave it sitting on the shelf. It's not some rescue remedy that you pull out only when things are desperate. No, it's a process, an exercise regime, and it increases your spiritual muscles. God's not looking for perfection in you. He's looking for you to trust him in the little things so that when the big things come, your faith will be strong. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.